Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful week. Oh, just excited about what the Lord has in store and about as many blessings. Just want to brag on Him as much as I can. And basically, I just want people to know how great God is. Well, let's all, if you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Two ladies, go right ahead. Go ahead. That's okay. We sure will. We'll definitely lift them up. Sister Brenda.
And a praise report.
Yes, ma'am.
We had asked the church a couple of times and even been up to the altar that my sister-in-law's sister, she's got cancer, hospice have been called in. They said any day now she can go. And that went on for like a couple of weeks. And then one day last week, at the end of the week, my brother called me and said, that girl's up walking around. Praise God.
Yes, praise God. That's right. Amen. Amen. And as your testimony, it shouldn't surprise us because we know exactly when we pray and give it to the Lord what He can do. Amen. At His time. Anyone else on my right side got a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on the left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am, Miss Jenya. That He'll just lead the word to Him. That's right. Praise God. Yes, Brother Jeff. All right. Praise God. We'll definitely keep them in our prayers. Anyone else? Congregation. I don't want to miss anyone. All righty. Anyone up on the roster?
Remember Karen tonight.
Karen? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have some neighbors that had COVID and his wife came up from hospital today, so I was thankful for that. Just talking to him on the phone. But anyway, and I'm thankful. Both my children and their family had it. And God's brought them through. And also pray for my sister Barbara. She's dealing with a lot of physical problems. They have diagnosed her now with Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
So,
absolutely. We love her too. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to mention Brother Billy. I was just told he had had some dental work that turned into oral surgery today. So he's not going to be with us. The Lord will touch him and keep him safe. And Sister Jenny, I don't know if we've got an update. Nope. She was supposed to have her surgery today. And God knows. And there's so many others. I know it. I just keep calling out names, and I know I'm going to forget that many more names. So God knows each and every one. And if you have an unspoken prayer request or one that, if you're online, if you want to raise your hand with faith, just raise your hand and let the Lord know that this situation. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your name. Dear Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we just put You first in our thoughts and our mind and our heart. Lord, turn off everything, dear Lord, that distracts us. All the activities of the world today, all the sicknesses, all the situations, because, dear Lord, if we place it in Your hands, we know it's in Your control by faith. And, dear Lord, we thank You for this evening. We just want to praise You, dear Lord, for the testimonies of the sicknesses that You brought people through, for the procedures, the testimonies of those that are even going through therapy as we speak. And, dear Lord, as we speak about them, knowing that they're going to be healed, and, dear Lord, knowing that You're carrying them through. But, dear Lord, we love and praise You. Lord, we thank You again for allowing us to gather in Your name, not only here, but in the teen class and with the young people tonight. Dear Lord, we just want to let You know And the Lord, we are placing each and every situation in your hands, all our ministries, everything that goes forth from our service and our church, dear Lord, that you'll be put first in everything that we do. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll bless our pastor and his family, strengthen them as they go about your work, dear Lord, and all of our ministry leaders, Sunday school teachers, directors, the musicians, the choir, everything that we do. May we just honor you with it, dear Lord, because it's not about us, it's all about you. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap for praise. Praise the Lord. I know we do this a lot on Wednesday nights, but I'm going to ask you to turn to page 277. It's redeemed. And I just love that. It's a testimonial song. I know I was asked by someone that, Brother Terry, a long time ago as we did it, and learned the song, and I love it. It means so much to me right now. Thinking about you, Brother Terry, tonight. Praise God. Expecting you to walk through those doors very soon. So let's everybody sing Redeemed. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy, now onward I go. I'm redeemed, all the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Fresh indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. Happy is glory. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Sweet is a song I'm singing today. Yes, Lord. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. I love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. You may be seated if you can. Everybody just turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves you. I know we're distancing, and just let them know how much the Lord loves them this evening. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering tonight. I don't have any announcements this time. We have anything pending? All right. Go ahead, Brother Thomas.
Lord, we thank the Lord for you being blessed, Lord. We thank the Lord for another opportunity to be in your house, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory that you deserve, Lord, and we'll keep praising you as long as we have breath.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless all those who are not able to be here, Lord, tonight. Bless this offering, Lord, for the throne of thy work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Sister Nikki after her.
I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord. I prayed and I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seemed so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say, you've got to keep walking, just keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday, better get in the right way, walking in the light of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day that'll be. Praise the Lord. Sister Linda, I didn't ask you earlier. Do you got a song for us tonight?
Give me that look.
Brother Jeff, do you have one after her?
Yeah.
Okay.
It may not be good, but I sing. Hallelujah. Whew, God is so good.
Yes, He is.
Even when we're down and out, He's still good. He's still there. We just got to get up and say, here I am. Because He never leaves us or forsakes us. Okay, now we may, because we come short all the time. Amen. And you know, as the day gets darker, He gets brighter. But the thing is this, I've learned that I'm nothing. I truly, truly am not. And whenever we think we are something, circumstances sometimes will show us we're not. We've got to be humble.
Amen.
And I feel like I'm urged to say, love one another. There's no time anymore for any foolishness. Love one another. Amen. As Christ has loved us. I guess my... All right. God walks the dark hills, the way, the byways. He walks through the shadows and glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountain so high, cross rivers through valleys. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks every way, by night, by day. He walks in silence all down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. God walks in the storms, the rain, the sunshine. He walks on the billows and glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountain that seems so high, cross rivers through valleys. Aren't you glad? God walks the dark hills to show us the way. Hallelujah. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks every way, by night, by day. He walks in silence on down the highway. God walks the dark hills to show us the way. He'll show you the way.
Coming out of memory a little bit here. Can you hear me all right?
Use this.
Oh, sorry,
bro. I already got it turned down for you.
All right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I do. All right. Let's see how this goes. It's a little... been a little while. I'm kind of homesick for the country where my high faith is gonna drop my microphone. Let's try it again. I'm kind of homesick for that country where my I'm sorry, I need to start that over a little bit. I'm going to pull up the lyrics also, since it's been a little while. I'm kind of homesick for that country.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on me I'll stand. Then my home shall be eternal, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land.
Let's take it up one.
I'm looking out across the river to where my high faith is gonna end inside. No sad goodbyes, there's just a few more days today. Then I'll take my heavenly flag, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on me I'll stand. Then my home shall be eternal, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land.
I will say it one more time.
Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on me I'll stand. Then my home shall be eternal, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land.
Thank you.
Praise God. Brother Ed.
Amen. Beulah, I'm longing for you, aren't you? Glorious place that the Lord has prepared for us. Amen. Looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us there. But there's an old song that says, until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, I'm going to keep on holding on. Praise God. I'm going to go back in ages to a song that I sang way before me and Penny got married. So I know it's at least 10 years old. Maybe a little older. But it's been a while. Let's do it in E flat.
time. You will answer all of my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees, till in your own good time you will answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. If you know the words, sing the chorus with me. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Do the chorus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Amen. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Things for people to do, especially in the day and hour that we're living in. We want it done yesterday, if not sooner, on most situations. And we've had a tendency to take that same kind of concept in our prayers and expecting the Lord just to work when we need Him and work it out how we need it. But there's something to be said in learning to wait upon the Lord, because when we wait upon the Lord, then we don't have to do a redo. Anybody ever had to do a redo? Amen, had start over. But when God does it, He works it out, amen, exactly the way it's supposed to be. Good to see you tonight. Hope that you're having a wonderful week. Hope that you're having a good day, looking in anticipation to what the Lord has in store for us. And love the Word of God. If you have your Bibles with us, go to the book of Psalm tonight, in the 119th Psalm, the longest book in the Bible. Don't worry, we're not going to preach it all tonight. Amen. I will assure you, we're going to be probably fairly brief. But I do want to begin in verse number 33 of the 119th chapter of the book of Psalm. Verse number 33. When you get there, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The writer, the psalmist, says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto the servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for another night and another opportunity to come into your house to worship. Father, we're so grateful for those who've gathered here tonight, and I pray, God, that you would pour out of your spiritual anointing upon each and every one of us here. God, let us be submissive, obedient, and receptive to your word, obedient to your will. Father, we do remember many who are sick, many who are suffering. There's situations, Lord, in the world today we know that you're aware of. And Father, we pray on behalf of each and every one who's suffering tonight, whether it be sickness or anxiety or stress or whatever the problem. Father, we know, God, that you're able to do all of those things and even more. We ask you now, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. God, just use this vessel to speak to us tonight what your word would have us to say. And we'll be careful to praise you and give you the honor and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love the Lord with a hand clap of praise, and you may be seated. Amen. Love the Lord, don't you? Praise God. I may get the walking one tonight. I don't know. Tonight, we're just going to spend just a little time on this particular part of the psalm that is so wonderful and beautifully written. As I've already said, the longest book in the Bible. And honestly, you could spend probably weeks on end and never really... probably just scratch the surface of the 119th Psalm. It is all-inclusive. It's so widespread that it covers so many areas, and it's beautifully and wonderfully written. I love the very first words, and if I had a message topic or title tonight, it would simply be, "Teach Me, Lord." How many knows that we never reach an age where we can't be taught? We are forever learning. The company that I worked with for so many years, sayings that they had, we're ever learning, meaning we are evolving in ways to better promote the product, to better make the product, to better get the product to the shelf, constantly, because if you're not, then you're losing ground. And even though we've been saved for many years, even though that we've walked with the Lord for a number of years, haven't always walked according to the Lord wanted us to. How many knows that sometimes the Lord gets maybe a step or two ahead of us, and then sometimes we get a step or two ahead of the Lord. Both instances, bring on turmoil. We need to stay in step with the Lord, just like the pillar of fire and the cloud of smoke. When it stopped, the people were supposed to stop. When it moved, the people moved. Amen. So if we'll accept that same concept in our life, when God tells us to move or whatever it is, then we move with Him. When He tells us, hey, wait a minute, stop, take a breath, then we need to stop and take a breath. So the Lord is ever teaching us. He's teaching us through our everyday situations and involvements that we have. How many knows that you can learn from every instance that you have in this world? Sometimes you can learn and you can, sooner or later you kind of get it right and say, I'm not going to make that same mistake again. And that's what the psalmist here is saying. Teach me, and listen what he says. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. So I take that believing that the psalmist was already aware of the statutes. But he wanted the way to obey and live in these statutes that God had given man to obey. There's a question that rises so many times. It's why. Do you accept just the theory of a certain thing or what somebody tells you, or do you want to know the why behind it? And here the psalmist is saying, Lord, I want to know the way of your statutes. I understand we may have those statutes written on the tables of our heart. We may know them, many of them, as the Ten Commandments. Trey, the other night, he was looking at the Ten Commandments, and he already found one that one of his classmates had broken. And I said, be careful with them. Be careful. Don't go up and say you broke one of the Ten Commandments. That'd be quite controversial in a third grade class. But we know the Ten Commandments. Most of us can recite them. If not, we can take the Word of God and go find them. Many of us have them on the tables here. Many of them have them in our home. And how many knows that's not all the precepts and the statutes of God? That's just 10 of them. Amen. But the psalmist said, we know what your statutes are. We have known, and if you read the first few books of the Bible and on into the Judges and on into the prophets, that the children of Israel, whether they continue to obey God or not, they raised their children according to the Mosaic law and to the precepts and the statutes that God had ordained. Many, many times, those children had to be fully familiar with those statutes and precepts, and sometimes had to recite them to their elders in order. So they were strong in teaching them, but many, many times just reciting them and knowing them, they were not living by those statutes. So to know to do good and doeth it not, the Bible says to him it is sin. So the psalmist here says, I love the statutes, I love the precepts, I love the commandments, but Lord, I want you to teach me the way of these statutes. Teach me the reasoning behind them. Help me, God, not just to memorize them, but to really put them in my everyday life and let me participate in them on a daily basis, to walk in the statutes, to live in the statutes, and to operate in the statutes and make them a part of my everyday life. And I shall keep it until the end. Let me just ask you tonight, have you ever received a gift from anybody and you said, oh, I love this so much, I'm going to keep this for the rest of my life. Very special to you. And you do. You take precautions and you make sure that you put this in a safe place or whatever. Oh, I love it, I'll treasure it, I want to keep it for my... You know, that's the way we need to be about God's Word. Amen. We need to not just live by it on Sunday or a day or two of the week, but you know, as the psalmist said, we really need to understand the way of the Lord and keep it until the very end of our lifetime here, which is the very beginning of our lifetime there. Amen. How many is looking forward to the end of this one and the beginning of the next one, which the Lord has in store for us? So we keep His commandments and we shall keep it until the end. So the very first important thing that he listed in this particular series of verses here is the teaching concept. The teaching concept. How many would raise your hand and say, I'm a very good teacher? Okay, there's one. Only one, two, three. All right, good teacher. You know, in order to teach, you probably have had to be taught. Amen? I mean, you get a lot of it on your own, but most of the time, you are relating, you are teaching what someone has taught you and what you have understood to be truth, what you have understood to be reality and a concept. And also, in being a good teacher, is you're able to not only tell somebody what it is, but tell them the why and the purpose of it. And that way, they can understand, and they don't just have to memorize it. You know, we did a lot of memorizing when I was going to school, but, you know, and some of those things I still recall, but the teacher that would take the time to show us the why and how you come to that particular equation or how you came to that particular whatever the words or the numbers or whatever it was, that when it took you a little bit of time and told you exactly how to do that, then it's kind of embedded in you and you use it later on. So in other words, before you can get to the rest of this, you need to understand that, Lord, I want to be taught by you. And how many knows He's the greatest teacher that there is? You can rely on the Lord. Amen. As that little song, as I was reading that this week, it brought that memory, that song, back in my mind. And I was kind of kidding about how long ago it was. Actually, it was when my brother and my cousin and myself sang as a little trio years and years and years ago. We were still in school. In fact, in early school. But we would sing that song. And you know what? I was thinking about it because then we were taught and memorized the song. But all three of us probably didn't realize the meaning of it till later in life. Because those are some wonderful, powerful words. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but teach me to wait in prayer for an answer from you. That's wonderful. Amen. It's different than just memorizing scriptures and knowing those scriptures than it is to really digest those scriptures and apply them to your spiritual walk with the Lord. So that's what he's talking about here. So after we do the teaching part, then he says, give me understanding. Give me understanding. You know, Daddy would say that sometimes, said, understand me again. In other words, he wanted you to tell him again, you know. So, and quite, he didn't get it the first time, so he wanted you to understand me again. Daddy had some really weird ways of saying things, and he had such a dry humor, you know, you never knew whether he was serious or kidding, but most of the time he was kidding. But we need to understand the reason that God's statutes are what they are. We need to understand the plan of salvation. You're never going to be able to share the plan of salvation to anyone else until you fully understand what it means to you and to you personally. I've often used the analogy that no one can tell your testimony like you can. You know, you hear me many times refer to some of my grandparents' testimonies, my mom's and my dad's, and all of those are wonderful things. But to hear it from the original person, to hear it from the one who personally experienced that, and nobody can tell your testimony like you can. Your testimony of coming to the Lord, your testimony of receiving His Spirit, your testimony of healing, whatever the situation was. So use that and take advantage of that when you're teaching others, teaching children, and teaching others about an experience with the Lord. And the reason you can do that is because you are an eyewitness. You're familiar with that. That's the reason you hear ministers say, be familiar with the Word of God. Not just to recite it, not just to memorize it, but to know the why about it and to give me understanding of what the Scripture means. Give me understanding of what it means to wait upon the Lord. Give me understanding to know that I want to keep your statutes and why you put those statutes in order. God didn't put those statutes in order just to browbeat us. He put them in for our spiritual growth. Amen. God, whether we realize it or not, God does love us. He loves us greatly, so greatly that He gave His only Son, amen, to bleed and die on the cross of Calvary. But not only for our salvation, but God loves us so much, He wants to teach us in His statutes, in His precepts, and in our everyday walk with the Lord. Wisdom is power. Have you ever heard that? Spiritual wisdom is power. Power over Satan. Many, many times when Satan is bombarding us, the only thing that really causes him to turn and run is the written Word of God. Amen. You can plead with him. You can compromise with him. You can beg him to leave you alone, and it only seems to get that much worse. But what did Jesus use on the devil when he was there in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights? He used the Word of God, and Satan had no comeback on the Word of God. Give me understanding, Lord. Give me in-depth understanding. Let me read it two or three times. Let me run reference on it. And let me acknowledge that and keep it in the depths of my spirit. So give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Again, the precepts. Not just to kind of know what they are, but understand what they are. The why, and the way of it. And it says, I shall observe it with my whole heart. The whole heart. How many has ever heard, put your whole heart in it, or wholeheartedly? That means it's very important to you. You're putting all of your energy into it. You're putting all of your ability into it, or whatever. You know, you're doing it from the heart. And when you do that, and listen, that's what God expects us to do when we serve Him, is to put our whole heart in it. If you're a singer, sing it with your whole heart. If you're a teacher in a Sunday school class or over a ministry, do it with your whole heart. When you praise God, do it with your whole heart. Amen? Because God sees and knows our heart, and when we put our whole heart in, and He knows just exactly when the Sadducee, or I believe it was the Pharisee, and the publican came to pray, and one went away more justified, but he said a whole lot less than what the Pharisee said. Pharisee was praying, bragging on himself. The public one said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. The Bible says he went away more justified because the Lord saw his heart. He was putting his heart in it, pouring it all out to God. So we need to understand that we want the Lord to make us understand the Word, that we put our whole heart into it. So listen to the words. See, every one of these is a request. How many knows it's all right to make a request unto the Lord? I mean, so many times we feel guilty about it because, Lord, here it's me again. I'm coming to ask. But you know, God wants us to do that. Just like we want our children. We don't want our children to try to solve all their problems and then never come to us about it. We encourage them. Please, why didn't you come to me first? How many have a parent ever said that? You know, after they've gotten really, really involved or in trouble or whatever it is, and I didn't want to bother you, I didn't want to come. No, that's what parents are for. Please come to me. That's what God is for. He wants us to bring our troubles, bring our problems, bring our issues to Him. That way we don't make as many mistakes when we wait upon the Lord. Teach me, God, how to handle these situations. And I will understand it. And I'll observe it with my whole heart. And the other request is, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Make me. How many has ever said that on the playground? Well, make me. You know, that's that little thing of, I'm not going to do it. You're just going to have to make me do it. But you know what? He's not being combative in any way. He's being humble. Say, Lord, just make me. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Why? Because sometimes the path of the commandments are not real easy to go through. Come on, if the flesh should have his way, sometimes it wants to detour around those specific precepts or concepts or commandments of the Lord. And Lord, those are the times I need you to make me observe that. Make me to do those things. Make me to read your word. Make me to understand. Make me to devote my time and energy to glorifying and praising you and keeping these commandments. Not only just the 10, certainly those 10, but the other precepts and concepts, or the precepts and the commandments that God has for us to walk by. So make me to go on the path of thy commandments. Why? Because for therein I delight. Not when I'm made to do it, but I like the outcome. I like the benefits of walking in thy commandments. I like the benefits of the obedience when I finally give in to your spirit and not my way, but thy way be done. Or thy will, then the end result is a much better, and I'll delight in the way of the Lord. Sometimes I don't to start with, I'll just be honest, because I can't see the end of the end results. But if I follow the Lord, obey him, and walk in the paths that he makes for me, what did David say? He makes me to walk in green pastures. He makes me and leadeth me beside the still waters, like a sheep who's totally dependent upon that shepherd. And we have to be dependent on the Lord, because there's situations, let's just be honest, if we get into it with our way, sometimes we mess the whole thing up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Then we'll mount up with eagles. And it says, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies. Let me have that heartfelt appreciation for your testimonies, for your word, for the power of what the word is, and not to covetousness, not to look and desire what others have or what somebody else has been able to do, but Lord, this is me. I need a touch from you. It's me again, Lord. I need your healing. I need your anointing. I need your guidance. You know, so many times, I know it happened in grammar school, when the teacher would ask everybody to understand this, if you don't raise your hand, and if you wasn't really you understand it, and you looked around the room, nobody else was raising your hands, he said, I'm not going to be the only dummy. You know, I'm just, but that is, that's being a spiritual dummy. If you don't understand it, raise your hand. That doesn't mean that you're a dummy. That just means, you know, and I will assure you, if you'd raised your hand, some of them other students said, well, I don't really understand that either, teacher. Would you go over that one more time? It's all right to say, Lord, I don't really understand that. Come on, make it a little clearer to me, Lord, because I want to walk in your path. Lord, I want to follow after your righteousness, God, and I want to do what you would have me to do, not my way, but thy way, Lord. Let me know and incline my heart unto thy testimonies. Oh, verse 37 really applies to today. All of this really applies to today, but especially 37. Because this is what we need to do. How many knows what it means to have spiritual eyes? Spiritual eyes is looking and seeing the best of a situation. Spiritual eyes is looking at your brother and sister and not having condemnation, but amen, having encouragement and prayer and love and sincere gratitude for those. And looking and seeing the good things instead of the bad things in the world. Looking for an opportunity to praise the Lord rather than looking for an opportunity to grumble or complain. All of those constitute the right way of being able to look through spiritual eyes. And the psalmist says, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Now, vanity is more than vain being. Vanity is a lot of things that are, I think Sister Linda mentioned it a while ago, about nonsensical things or something. You know, things that doesn't really matter about, you know. Somebody wrote a book, and I've got it at home somewhere. Don't sweat the small stuff. We get so stressed out over things. People. Society as a whole get so stressed out over little bitty things sometimes that really don't amount to a whole lot.
but it ruins the rest of our day. Turn my eyes away from vanity. Turn my eyes away from what the devil is trying to spread. Turn my eyes away from the turmoil and the tumultuous. The tumultuous. Tell me, teacher, how to say tumultuous. Tumultuous world we're living in. Amen. Say that three times. But help me, Lord, not to be caught up in that. Turn my eyes away from the vanity, from the nonsense, from all of the disturbances that's going on in the world. And help me to focus on you and your word. And how many knows when you walk to the light, amen, glory to God, you won't be turned into the darkness and see the things that are darkened in the world. Turn my eyes away from beholding vanity and quicken me or make me alive, strengthen me, Thou in Thy way. Lord, Thy will be done. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? Father, not my will, but Thine be done. Lord, I've had to pray that so many times because I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes I want my way to be done. And my way's not always the best way. Now, I will, you know, they say even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while. Every once in a while, I'll hit it. My way and Lord's way is the same. But more times than not, He has to change my way. And I'm just being sincere. Because I don't know, again, tomorrow. And what tomorrow holds in the future, I don't know that, but God does. And many, many times, my way is not the very best way for God's way in my life. So I have to succumb to His way. And you know what? It turns out better. Always turns out better. So turn my way. Turn my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. Make me alive in thy way. Christians, we got nothing to be sad about. Amen. Glory to God. Christians, we got everything. We got the hope. We got what people in the world, many people, have no idea what we have. They'll condemn us and they'll say all kind of things about it. But let me tell you something, folks. The Christians are the ones, amen, that's going to come out of this, hallelujah, glory to God, and be blessed. Because God will never, ever leave or forsake His children. Praise God. Establish thy word unto thy servant. Or establish. Make it permanent. Make it permanent. Established. You know, if when you are established, what is the saying? When you know, and you know that you know, then confidence replaces fear. Can I say that again? Maybe. When you know, and you know that you know, then confidence replaces fear. Because you know, you're sure of it, you're certain of it. Let me to know your way, Lord. Let me to be established in your word. Let me know what the genuine is, because I will assure you there's some counterfeit stuff going on. And it's trying to tell you that all that's just a bunch of words written by people. And I even read somewhere where they said, oh, the Bible was even written in third person. And they wasn't talking about Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They were talking about some other person writing events of what they heard and all that. Some of that was, but I believe that everything that's written in there was moved on by and anointed by God as He moved on the writers to write that. How else can everything fall into place? Amen. Even future events were written way back in the prophet Joel's time, in Isaiah, in Jeremiah. All of those wonderful prophetic books were written about things. And even the book of Revelation, amen, that we're seeing things transpire right now. Amen. It's things that I often talk about John the Revelator. He could only write and describe what he was used to. He had never seen a helicopter. He had never seen a jet. He had never seen one of those things. But he said they came as great animals or dragons and fire shooting out of their tail or whatever it was. And he's describing a Black Hawk helicopter. So, you know, God already saw and knew the future, and He has written those things. So make me to understand. Make me to know. Establish that word within me so that I won't be caught unaware when these trials come. And trials will come, folks. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, Amen. But you know what? God is a deliverer. Amen. If you believe God's a deliverer, amen, give Him a hand clap of praise tonight. He is a deliverer. Amen. Who is devoted to thy fear? I'm devoted. When you're devoted, amen, you're committed. When you're committed, you're faithful. When you're faithful, you're obedient. And when you're obedient, you're pleasing unto God. Amen. So we need to be established in the Word. We need to be established in the way and dedicated to God and the service of the Lord. Turn away my reproach, which I fear. Turn away my reproach, for thy judgments are good. Help me not to see the evil. Help me not to be a reproach or even call somebody a reproach. Lord, get me above that. You know, who was it that said we're going to take the high road? Christians ought to take the high road. Amen? But the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Now, we have said a mouthful when we say that. And that's what the writer said. I mean, you know, we don't need to use that term loosely. If we really want the mind of Christ, read about how the Lord, when He walked this earth, the things that He did, the compassion that He had, the understanding that He had, the love that He had for those. And He wasn't judgmental, and He wasn't condemning folks. He was reaching down and lifting folks up and helping folks and encouraging folks. Lord, give us that mindset. Turn away my reproach. And then finally in verse number 40, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. In other words, Lord, this is not just a passing fancy. For years I have longed to be closer to you. For years I have longed to be more in tune with your word and your precepts. Father, I can't get enough of it. I want to be so hungry for the Word of God that I can just let the Bible open up and I can begin to read and I can get a blessing from the written Word of God. And it's in there from lid to lid. There's no bad stuff in there. It's all good and profitable and for edification and growth to our inner man, our spiritual man. I've often said, oh, if we were as concerned about our inner man as I was the outward flesh, let's face it, let's be honest, we take care of this flesh as much as we can. We pamper it, we get ready, we do this, we do that, you know. But we also need to spend a lot of time on the inner man, because the inner man needs strength too. Where does he get it? Fasting and prayer, meditation, reading the Word of God, establishing us. Amen. Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Are we teachable? Have we gotten to a point where we're not teachable? God forbid. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved, how long we've been walking with the Lord. There's always more that the Lord can give us. Always more of His direction, His teaching. Even if it's the same thing that you read over and over and over, but you get so familiar with it that it becomes a part of your heart. Amen. And you can use the Word. And, you know, we've often said, you know, well, we've got the Bible. And I remember our grandparents talking about, well, if they take all the Bibles and burn them, you know, like some of the things they did in some of these communist countries and things like that when they were denouncing Christianity and taking the Bibles away from them. And we thought, we're living in America. We live in the United States. That'll never happen. 2020 kind of changed our mindset a little bit about things that might happen that we thought never could happen. But you know what? They can never, ever take it out of here. Amen. 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 Teach me, Lord. Teach me thy word and teach me thy way. And I will dwell in the way of the Lord. May God bless you. We love you so very much. But I do encourage you, you can't get enough of the Word of God. Even if you read it 10 times through. Amen. And again, I say this a lot. It is not the quantity as much as it is the quality. Sometimes I don't even get but maybe a half a chapter. Sometimes I don't even get through two or three verses. But it's just like my plate, my spiritual plate is full, and I just, oh, Lord, thank you. I needed that. And I found out something else. If I don't need it that particular time, sooner or later I am. It may be the next day. It may be the next week. And all of a sudden, it comes back to where the Lord had led me. And I never, ever want to lose that desire to eat of the Word of God. Amen. May God bless you. I'm not going to preach a second message. I want to leave you with that. May God bless you. Would you stand tonight? Amen. If you have a prayer need tonight, please come forward. We'll pray with you, pray for you. We always remind us that the altar is never closed. It's a place that we can come and pray one for another. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come, God, in your power, by the authority of the name of Jesus. We anoint with oil, pray in the prayer of faith. God, heal her right now. Touch her. Anoint her heart, God. Rebuke this sickness, God. Lord, rebuke this pain right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be done. Give her complete healing, Lord. We'll give you praise and honor and glory. Father, let it be done. In Jesus' name.
Yes, praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And strengthen him. I know God is able. If you'll
yes,
dismiss us with a word of prayer, my brother.
Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we just love you. You know, people, I'm learning technology, but if somebody just screenshot that and just posted it somewhere, or like my day, a sticky note, teach me, Lord. What a powerful message. Lord, that's exactly where I want to be, is in your will. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Oh, it was so good to see each and every one of you on a Wednesday night, and all of you watching on our live feed. We just love you. Or if you're watching at a later date, we just want you to know how much the Lord loves you. Because it's not about us. It's all about Him. God is great. And as we're getting those prayer requests, we see some ministers that are sick. And I saw where one today was in the ICU. And there's so many other things that are going forward. But we know God can, and He will. We're just going to place it in His heart. All right, if all my hearts and minds are clear, with this prayer we'll be dismissed. But I do want to invite each and every one of you, if you'd have an opportunity, join us for Sunday school Sunday morning. We'd love to get those numbers up. When I was younger, they used to call them Sunday school drives. So if you're in Sunday school, invite somebody from the adults down. And also for the wonderful service. God's really moving right now. This is the time to draw close to Him. Nigh unto Him. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather together in your house and in your name and feast on your word. Lord, your word is powerful. It's all enduring, dear Lord. It's directions that we should go in our life. Dear Lord, may we take heart, dear Lord, the messages that come forth, knowing that it's meant for each and every one of us, dear Lord, because you know who was here tonight. You know who was intended to hear this message. Lord, we thank you again for your word, and we just thank you for your answering prayers and for you strengthening us and guiding us. Lord, now keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time as we finish out this week, dear Lord. We just want to give you all the honor and all the glory, no matter what. Lord, may we put you first in everything that we do. And we're not only going to put our directions, but also our fears, our doubts, those anxieties that come. Lord, we're going to call on your name and let you, dear Lord, through the Holy Ghost, guide and direct us. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. And in Jesus' name, everybody says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.